I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, it's been a good 3 weeks. It's been a great 3 weeks. We picked up another victory in the 3DFFL. I feel good right now. I feel good. I'm in a mood. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I feel very Jordan Belfort in Wolf of Wall Street. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, let me give you an example.
I'm not fucking leaving. The show goes on. This is my home. They're gonna need a fucking wrecking ball to take me out of here. They're gonna need to send in the National Guard or fucking SWAT team, because I ain't going nowhere.
Guys, I hope you are prepared to call Joe Biden and make sure to stop this win streak that we are on. Our lineup is firing. Our lineup is back in full swing, back in full motion. Don't get me wrong. I'm very well aware of the fact that we might lose next week and everything. This could be a very somber episode leading into next week. So we take every week as it comes. And we are not above celebrating our victories. So we are on a 3-1, three-game win streak, guys. like I said, this is our home of the 3DFFL. We won last year. This is year two. This is season two. What would we look like if we weren't here trying to protect our home and hold it down? You know what I'm saying? If I go 2-0, you can guarantee the pitch for next year is going to be, this is, you know what I'm saying? Come take it from me, because all of a sudden, this is my brand to defend from anybody who comes and tries to take us down. And, you know, who knows? Maybe that'll attract more people. Maybe people will come and do it just to come beat on me. But guys, hey, you know what I'm saying? Full pause. let's talk about week number 9 in the 3DFFL. Guys, let's talk about the Signs in Sports Podcast taking the victory over Nate Peterman's hot dog stand. That is 149.9 to 103.2. We had Jalen Hurts, guys, for the Signs in Sports Podcast with 26 points. Derrick Henry with 19. Najee Harris with 15 points. C.D. Lamb with the big 28-point game, 11 catches, 191 yards. Mike Evans with 12.7. David Njoku with 12.6. Amari Cooper with 25. 5 catches, 139 yards and a touchdown. Dallas's defense with 4. And Brandon Aubrey with 7. Okay, good outing, good showing. We had Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, 103.2. Patrick Mahomes with 16. Breece Hall with 10. Isaiah Pacheco with 7. Cooper Kupp with 7. Garrett Wilson with 13. Dalton Schultz with 27. Deontay Johnson with 22, Buffalo's defense with 0, and Jason Sanders for Miami with 2 points. Matchup number 2, guys, we had Lions fan Team No Smoke falling to Godfather 100, 74.2 to 92.9. Lions fan Team No Smoke had Josh Allen with 25, Kenneth Walker with 2.7, Daryl Henderson Jr. with 5.5, Chris Godwin with 3.6, George Pickens with 2, TJ Hawkinson with 14, 7 catches, 70 yards, Adam Thielen with 8 points, New York Jets defense 8 points, and Evan McPherson with 6 points. Godfather 100 had 92.9, Justin Herbert with 7, Joe Mixon with 18, Brian Robinson, I always do that, this is like, I think I'm on a streak where every week I've gotten Bijan and Brian Robinson mixed up. You know what I'm saying? So Brian Robinson Jr. with 12 points. Tyreek Hill with 13. Davante Adams with 7.4. Dallas Goedert with 8 points. Nico Collins with 14.4. Cincinnati's defense with 5. DeAndre Hopkins Dustin Hopkins, not DeAndre Hopkins, with 9 points. Matchup number three, guys, we had Team Gucci, 90.7 points, falling to that Team Kenny Johnson, 130.4 points. Team Gucci had Baker Mayfield with 19, Tony Pollard with 9.3, Raheem Mostert with 14.5, Michael Pittman with 14.4, Zay Flowers with 2.1, Travis Kelce with 4.4, Mark Andrews with 17 points. Shout out to Team Gucci for running the two tight end system. I see you. Didn't get the victory, but I see you, you know, with the cojones to go and try to run that two tight end system. And I like that. I like that. That's always appreciated. And it's always going to be highlighted. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be highlighted. So Miami's defense, 7 points. Harrison Butker, 3 points. That Team Kenny Johnson, 130.4 points. Had Dak Prescott with 28. Austin Eckler with 21. Gus Edwards with 17.2. Jalen Waddle with 8.4. DK Metcalf with 6 points. Cole Kmet with 23.5. Gabriel Davis with 0. Baltimore's defense with 15. And Nick Folk with 11 points. That was matchup number 3, guys. Team Gucci falling to that Team Kenny Johnson, 130.4 to 90.7. Matchup number 4, we have Rub-A-Dub Chubb and Showtime Mary Williams in the match of the week, game of the week. Showtime Mary Williams taking the win, 104.8 to 101.5. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had Tua Tagovailoa, 12.4. Alvin Kamara, 11. Jonathan Taylor, 18. Stephon Diggs, 22.6. DeAndre Hopkins, 10.5. Logan Thomas, 7.1. Josh Downs, 2 points. Pittsburgh's defense, 7 points. And Matt Gay with 11 points. Showtime Mary Williams had Joe Burrow with 22.3. Josh Jacobs with 22. DeAndre Swift with 9.4. Jamar Chase with 8.1. DeMario Douglas with 11. Gerald Everett with 3.8. Aaron Jones with 18. Atlanta's defense with 8. And Jason Myers with 3 points to end off the roster. That was Showtime Mary Williams taking down Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 104.8 to 101.52. And the final matchup of 3DFFL Season 2, Week 9, we had Who Wants to Smoke falling to the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. That was 88.78 to 116.88. Who Wants to Smoke had Will Levis, 8.68. Saquon Barkley with 14.3. Zach Moss with 2.6. Devonta Smith with 14.1. Chris Olave with 16.6. Chris Okonkwo with 5.8. Oh, I'm sorry. I said Chris. Like, if I know that his name's Chris, I don't know what his name is. It's Chigo Oko, you know, because I'm not going to try to say that name, but shout out. You know what I'm saying? Who do we got next? We got Christian Watson, 4.7. Las Vegas defense and special teams, 18. And Jake Elliott with 4. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, had 116.8. Lamar Jackson, 11.5. Kareem Hunt, 9.8. Bijan Robinson with 6. A.J. Brown with 19.6. Keenan Allen with 15.7. Dalton Kincaid with another game, 16.1. Terry McLaurin, 12.3. New Orleans defense, 12 points. And Justin Tucker with 14. That was the final matchup, guys, of the 3DFFL Season 2 Week 9 recap. What we're going to do next is we're going to talk about the matchups in Week 10. We have the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast and Lions fan Team No Smoke competing for the top of their division. I believe if I take down Lions fan Team No Smoke, which we very much intend to, I believe I might tie him with my record, but take first in my division. So guys, we've come a long way. We're still out here. We're still moving. We're still trying to make this thing happen on that 3-game win streak.
I'm staying alive.
We're trying to stay alive, guys. We're trying to keep this thing moving. We're trying to keep this boat pushing forward. We're trying to keep it from rocking and falling overboard. Guys, we do not want to lose too many games that we don't have to lose. We don't want to fall too far behind from where we cannot catch up, cannot go forward. Guys, what we do is we are going to continue trusting our lineup, continue trusting our draft, continue trusting our waiver additions. One thing I will give you guys is you guys are on the waiver wire. I will tell you that you guys are on the waiver wire. By the time I get in there, it's Wednesday. I'm not trying to claim nobody. I'm just trying to pick up whatever's left, and there's nobody. So I should not be where I'm at right now. I should be like one of the worst teams here, but how you are letting me continue to win, staying alive. You know what I'm saying? We're staying alive. Guys, let's get back to what we were covering. Let's get back to the week 10 matchups. As we talked about the first matchup of week 10 was going to be the Signs and Sports podcast. The Lions fan team, no smoke, and that's going to be to determine the number one seed in Zone D. Matchup number two, we have Showtime Mary Williams and that team, Kenny Johnson. We got the battle of the household. We got Mary Williams versus Kenny Johnson. We got Godfather 100. We got the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. We got Team Gucci, and we got Who Wants to Smoke. And we got Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand and Rub-A-Dub Chub. Guys, it's going to be a fun week 10, especially that match that is highlighting the week between the two powerhouses in Zone D. Let's get to the standings and let's see what that looks like, and let's see how this week's matchups coming up, week 10, is going to impact the league. In Zone 3, guys, we got the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, sitting on top of the league at 6-3. We got Team Gucci, 5-4. We got Who Wants to Smoke, 5-4. Godfather 100, 4-5. That team, Kenny Johnson, 3-6. Lions fan team, no smoke, at the top of the division in Zone D. Signs and Sports podcast, 5-4. Rub-A-Dub Chub, 4-5. Showtime Mary Williams, 4-5. And Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, 3-6. Guys, just so everyone's aware, next year, the divisions will either, divisions obviously change every year because we don't know if all of you guys are going to come back next year or what the case may be. Things happen, so we're not going to get into that right now, but next year the divisions will change. You know, we're going to have, I hope to see some of you guys back here next year. It's kind of cool seeing a couple of you guys multiple times a year. As you guys know, we have Mary, we have Rub-A-Dub Chub, who have been here for multiple years at this point. This is something cool. It's something fun to follow, you know, for 20 weeks of our lives. What we're going to talk about next, guys, we got the final standings projections. We got fantasy trends presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Team Gucci trending up 6 spots. The Chosen One trending up 4 spots. Rub-A-Dub Chub trending up 4 spots. Trending down, we got Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand trending down 6. And we have Godfather 100 trending down 6 as well. And we have Showtime Mary Williams trending down 3. Godfather 100, draft day, was expected to finish number 1. He currently sits at number 7. Lions fan team, no smoke, expected to finish number 2 on draft day, currently sits at number 1. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, draft day number 3, currently sits at number 9. Signs and Sports podcast, draft day number 4, sits at number 4. Showtime Mary Williams, draft day number 5, currently sits at 8. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, draft day number 6, currently sits at 2. Who Wants to Smoke, draft day number 7, sits at number 5. That Team Kenny Johnson, draft day number 8, sits at number 10. Team Gucci, draft day number 9, sits at number 3. And Rub-A-Dub Chub, draft day number 10, sits at number 6. Okay, guys, just a reminder. I did not want to make this reminder last week while I was still like the 6th seed, you know what I'm saying, in the playoff ranking, because I'm not trying to have nobody say no crazy shit about how I'm trying to maneuver this thing. The playoff format is not determined, okay? The playoff format is not determined. Next week, week 10, we will start covering the playoff bracket and what it looks like every week. Okay, halfway through the season, we're going to start checking out the playoff bracket, seeing what it looks like, seeing people that bounce in and out. But as it sits right now, with only four contenders entering the playoffs, is most likely not going to be the case of how it goes forward. We don't want only two games in the playoffs. We want to have a competitive playoff series. We want to have the most interesting matchups that we could possibly have. And we enjoy and adore the idea of underdogs. I'm letting y'all know right now, most likely we are going to go either half the league at 5 or we're going 6. I'm telling y'all right now. I do not want anybody to feel any kind of way. I don't need any accusations because if you watch the show, guys, you are following along. We have said it from the very beginning that we do not plan on doing announcing the playoff format until week 10. Here we are. Week 10 is next week, and I'm telling you guys today that most likely we're going to go forward, and it will possibly, most likely, ideally, because my structure of my leagues every single year has always been one more than 50%. I like having a wild card weekend. I like having one or two teams with the bye week in week one. I like having one or two matchups in week one. Then you get into the playoffs and you get into the championship, okay? So I don't need anybody lobbing accusations the way we had last year. Last year we had somebody who lobbed accusations after he lost in the championship and tried to tarnish the image of the platform. Guys, we don't need it. We're not trying to take anybody's money. We're not trying to scam anybody. We're not trying to get over on anybody. Trust me, it'd be a lot easier than this, recording 20 podcast episodes once a week. You know what I'm saying? Running a fantasy football on a live platform. You know, allowing you guys to hear how trash I am. You know, there's better ways to do it. But what we're going to do, guys, what we're not going to do is allow 6 teams to enter the consolation bracket in the playoffs. I'm not going to do it. That is what the playoff bracket should look like. So everybody prepare themselves to be one of the top 5, top 6 teams and get yourself into the playoffs. We will probably not do 7, but prepare yourself to be in the top 6, okay? That's your advice from me today. That's a hint. There's your... You know what I'm saying? Next week, we announce officially what the playoff format is going to look like, and we'll go from there. So the playoff bracket, we'll get to that later, okay? We'll get to that next week. What we're going to talk about right now, actually, we finished right now. We finished right now. Guys, Spotify at DIG. Y'all know what's up. Go check out Nonstop. It's at 5,000 views, guys. 5,000+ views. In 8 days, 9 days. So that thing is moving up. As you guys know, 20,000 views, and we will drop the music video. We'll drop the music video at rumble.com at Designed I Gifted. That's DESIGNED. IGIFTED. That's Designed I Gifted. You can follow us at Rumble. Make sure to go follow us on Rumble, the new free speech video streaming platform. Guys, we are everywhere that you could possibly find us. True Social, Parler, X, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Make sure to follow us everywhere you can follow us. This is the Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment fantasy football league on Spotify, in Spotify history. You know what the case is. You know what it is. We are the first of our kind. If we start seeing people pop up doing sports entertainment fantasy football leagues, you know where the idea came from. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to talk that real quick. Guys, appreciate you for tuning in to another one. Those of you who are, we are sitting at a good 5-7, 5-9, 7-10 viewer bump every week. So thank you. You know what I'm saying? This platform, this podcast, this fantasy football league right here is helping us apply pressure to the listeners, to the market, and we're getting ourselves out there. We're applying pressure to ourselves. We're putting out a podcast a week. We're learning how to edit in that time. We're learning how to record in that time. We're getting better at how we record. These podcasts are becoming more full. We're adding like samples in here. We're adding, you know, songs that express what we're feeling in that moment. You know, if we lose this week, if we lose this week coming up, guys, you can damn near expect sad songs, they say. Sad songs, they say. so much. But anyways, like I said, thank you for tuning in to the first segment. This is the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. This is segment one. We're going to take you guys into a break. And when we get back from the break, you guys can follow along with The League. That is DIG's personal league. That is DIG's personal family and friends fantasy football league. Guys, thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on the other side. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
Yo, what it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there. Now back to the show.
All right, guys, we're back. This is the second segment of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. We are going to talk about Week 10. We are going to talk about Week 9, the recap. Week 10, the review. Guys, I'm killing it in this league too, so I don't even know what to say. You know what I'm saying? But look, Week 9, we're going to talk about the matchups. Design Gifted takes down Team No Fine Please, 134.9 to 106.82. Design Gifted had Baker Mayfield with 19, Derrick Henry with 19.2, CD Lamb with 28.1, Tyreek Hill with 12.5, Dalton Kincaid with 16.1, Breece Hall with 11, CJ Mosley with 11, Dallas's defense with 4, and Justin Tucker with 14 points. Team No Fine Please had 106.82, Josh Allen 24.7, Joe Mixon 17.8, Devontae Adams 7.4, Keenan Allen 15.7, Mark Andrews 17, Patrick Nacua 6.2, Bobby O, like we've talked about before, Giants linebacker 7 points, Pittsburgh's defense 7 points, and Jake Elliott with 4 points. Matchup number 2, guys, we had Sleeper Nation 108.2, Team Quater Tots 156.3. Sleeper Nation had Pat Mahomes 15.8, Alvin Kamara 11, Jalen Waddle 8.4, Mike Evans 12.7, Travis Kelce 4.4, Josh Dobbs 25, Micah Parsons 12 points, Green Bay's defense 12 points, and Anders Carlson with 7 points. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 26, Josh Jacobs with 22, Stephon Diggs with 22.6, AJ Brown with 20, Dalton Schultz with 27, Tua Tagovailoa with 12.4, TJ Edwards with 16, and Philadelphia's defense with 4, while Brandon Aubrey had 7. Matchup number 3, we had Tua Infinity and Bijan losing to Watts on Wax Off 66.18 to 90.92. Tua Infinity and Bijan had Will Levis 8.6, Bijan Robinson 5.9, Cooper Kupp 7.8, Terry McLaurin 12.3, TJ Hawkinson 14, Isaiah Pacheco 6.6, Ernest Jones 0, Atlanta's defense 8 points, and Harrison Butker with 3. Watts on Wax Off had 90.2 points, Jordan Love 13.8, Travis Etienne was on a bye, Chris Olave 16.6, Jacoby Myers 13.5, Evan Engram was on a bye, Jahmyr Gibbs was on a bye, Roquan Smith with 5, Cleveland's defense with 23, and Youngway Koo with 19. Team Brodog had 99.3 points, taking down Strange Animals 84.2. Joe Burrow was 22.32 for Team Brodog. Kenneth Walker had 2.7, Jamar Chase 8.1, Adam Thielen 7.9, David Njoku 12.6, Sam Howell 17.7, TJ Bernard 4.0, Baltimore's defense with 15, and Dustin Hopkins with 9. Strange Animals had Lamar Jackson with 11.48, Jonathan Taylor with 18, Michael Pittman Jr. with 14.4, Tyler Boyd with 8.6, Logan Thomas with 7.1, Justin Herbert with 7.14, Max Crosby with 14 points, Buffalo's defense with 0, and Tyler Bass with 4 points. That was the 4 matchups, guys, for week number 9. We got week number 10. We'll go ahead and do the recap, review right now. We got Design Gifted going up against Team Brodog. We got Tua Infinity and Bijan going up against Sleeper Nation. We got Team Quater Tots going up against Watts on Wax Off. And we got Strange Animals taking on Team No Fines Please as well. I think the games to watch this week are going to be Design Gifted and Team Brodog, because of course we are making a run for the ages right now. Again, we're going for our two-peat, for our back, not our back-to-back. We're going for our second title in 3 years. Another one to watch would be probably Strange Animals and Team No Fines Please. So Design Gifted and Team Brodog and Strange Animals and Team No Fine Please. That's week 10, guys. We're going to talk about now what the standings look like. The standings are Team Quater Tots in Candyland in the Eastern Division. We got Team Quater Tots 6-3. Sleeper Nation 4-5. Tua Infinity and Bijan 4-5. Watts on Wax Off 3-6. In the West in Boomtown, we got Design Gifted 6-3. Strange Animals 5-4. Team No Fine Please 4-5. And Team Brodog 4-5. The final thing, guys, that we're going to cover, the final thing we're going to go over is going to be the final standings projections. We're going to see where everybody lines up right now. We're going to see where everybody is set to fall right now. We got Strange Animals draft day expected to finish number 1, now sits at 3. We got Team No Fine Please draft day sits at number 2, now sits at number 4. Team Brodog draft day was number 3, now sits at 5. Team Quater Tots draft day 4 now sits at 1. Sleeper Nation draft day number 5 now sits at 6. Tua Infinity and Bijan draft day number 6 now sits at 7. Watts on Wax Off draft day number 7 now sits at 8. And Design Gifted draft day number 8 now sits at 2. This is Fantasy Trends, guys, presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Design Gifted trending up 6 spots. Team Quater Tots trending up 3. And then trending down, we got Team Brodog trending down 2 spots. Team No Fine Please trending down 2 spots. Strange Animals trending down 2 spots. And then we got Sleeper Nation, Tua Infinity, and Bijan, and Watts on Wax Off all trending down respectively one spot. So nothing's more satisfying than winning. Almost nothing but a Snicker. Go get you a Snicker, especially those teams who are losing right now. Guys, I think that is it. Is that everything that we covered? Is that everything that has gone down in the 3D FL and in the league? We did the final standings projections. We did the standings. We did the recaps. We did the matchups. In the playoff bracket for the league, guys, is going to be one. Right now, it is set at six teams entering the playoffs. I don't think that's the route we're going to go because there are only eight teams playing. We are probably going to go five. As much as I want a two by week one, most likely it's not going to happen. Or maybe we could. Maybe we do let everybody in. Maybe we don't. Maybe we only don't let two people in. The worst of the worst. Who would be 6-5 right now? Who would be the last two seeds? We'd have Team Bro Dog getting in and Sleeper Nation. We'd have Team No Fine Please. We'd have Team Bro Dog. We'd have Sleeper Nation, Strange Animals, and we'd have Design Gifted and Team Quater Tots with the two buys. I mean, that's not an ugly playoff, you know, playoff format to enter with. Going forward, you'd have Team Quater Tots versus the winner of Team Bro Dog and Team No Fine Please or Sleeper Nation, Strange Animals, and then you have Design Gifted taking on the winner of the same. I mean, I don't know, guys. That kind of looks like a good format. I love the 2x format, like I said. But again, I don't like wasting games. I don't like having a bye and having a week where my team pops off for no reason. So we will discuss all these things leading up to the playoffs, and we will figure it out. But the way it sits currently, I guess we can talk about, is Team Quater Tots number one, Team Design Gifted number two, Strange Animals number three, Team No Fine Please number four, Team Bro Dog number five, and Sleeper Nation number six, while Two Infinity and Bijan and Watts on Wax Off take number seven and eight respectfully. So I guess that's it, guys. I guess that's the end of week nine, the week nine episode, the ninth episode of the 3D Signs and Sports Fantasy Football Podcast. I think it's the 10th episode, if I'm not mistaken, because if this is week nine, we did a week zero episode where we recapped the draft. So this is our 10th episode. That means we are literally halfway done with this podcast. I believe we have 7 weeks left, 8 weeks left, 9 weeks left, maybe 10. If we're being generous and we decide to go one extra episode, we're almost done, guys. You know, we're about to get into the playoffs. This is the thick of, like, the conversation. So everybody who has tuned in to this point, everybody who has stayed with us to this point, and everybody who is still playing and hasn't gone inactive and still wants that $1,000, you're making it harder for me. But hey, hey, roadblocks are roadblocks. You know what I'm saying? We're still coming for that $1,000. We still appreciate everybody that chooses to wake up and participate with us every morning. Click that play button on the podcast. You guys, like I said, God willing, we got 7, 8, 9, 10 more podcasts to go. And we're going to make the most out of them, you know, and we cannot wait to have you guys join us next year. Go ahead and join the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League server in Discord. If you need the link, just let me know. Feel free to send in any comments, critiques, positive, negative feedback that you have on the show. Send it to the group chat. Send it to my Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, whether you're whether you're tagging my wall, you're tagging the Signs and Sports Podcast page, or you're sending it directly to DMs. You know, we will put it out here if you want to send voice memos, whatever the case may be, guys. Emails at signsandsports@gmail.com. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can contact us and you can stay up to date with us. We do not stop the podcast at the end of this fantasy football league. We will go back to doing one podcast a month, maybe two. It will be the Mia Made It series because we will be taking a step back from podcasting as we drop our schedule down to one a month, and we are going to be hyper-focusing on sports marketing. So if anybody knows any athletes who want to be marketed, if anybody knows any artists, any talented human beings who need exposure, guys, we have a page that can get them over thousands of views on each article. You know, we have a platform that could get them hundreds of plays. You know, we can get it spread out with thousands of posts reach on Facebook. Guys, we got a nice little platform where we offer exposure. We offer things that, you know, a lot of places can't otherwise offer. So Signs and Sports Marketing, we are going to have every tool that we need to put you on and make you feel and look like a superstar in your industry, in your sport, in your whatever craft that you decide to approach and to chase. But until then, guys, talk to us. We're talking to you. We're on a 3-game win streak in both leagues, maybe. 2-game win streak in this league, but you know the deal. You know what I'm saying? We're still winning. We're still gaining traction, gaining momentum, and we're trying to push forward. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for tuning in with us, guys. This has been another episode of the 3DFFL season number 2. Can't wait to tune in with y'all again. There is no song today. There is no surprise today. There is no nothing. Straight. You know what I'm saying? Go check out Mia Made It on Spotify. Mia Made It, M-I-A, Made It. She is the podcast prodigy from Falfurrias, Texas, 13 years old, guys. She just published and recorded her 10th podcast of her young career. Go check that out. There's an article written about her on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find her page on Facebook at Mia Made It. You can find the group at the same. Guys, we're out of here. We'll catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency. Tune in to DayOneVibes.com, the home of the realest underground entertainment. DayOneVibes.com, www.DayOneVibes.com. To be featured on DayOneVibes.com, direct message any member of the realest underground entertainment music group. DIG, Designed Individually Gifted. Rilo, Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Tone G. Josh Baez on Facebook, JB, Mario Chavera, Chach with the Heat, Hector Lopez, Merculation. Get at your boys, make sure that you get featured on the hottest, newest website out of Falfurrias, Texas. Make sure to do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.